Okay.
All right, we're ready to go. So welcome everyone to our CDBG Regional Review Committee meeting. Today is Tuesday, May 23rd, 2017. It's about 11:37. And we have here Sam Clem, Sean Wilkinson, and Jerry Houghton. And who's on the phone?
Steve.
Steve Lyon from Morgan.
All right, great. So we do have a quorum, and we are able to conduct business. So the first item on the agenda today is to approve the minutes from February 21st. Does anyone have any questions or comments on the minutes? If not, I will accept a motion for approval.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Steve, can you second the minutes?
I'll second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Okay, motion passes. Minutes are approved. Okay, the next item is to approve the draft 2018 prioritization criteria for public comment. Sam.
Thank you. Okay, if you'll look at, and Steve, I sent this out earlier, and it was part of the packet, and a lot of these items are just housekeeping. Under development, they'll get 1 point, which is what we had before. This is item 3. Item 10, we updated with current dates. We just, a little tiny wording change on 14 that for non-tax entities, which basically service providers, you know, like the Housing Authority in Weber County that's going to get some money, the applicant jurisdiction's tax rate shall apply, okay, which is kind of the same way we had before. So no real substantial changes there. At the last meeting, there was a discussion about adding a criteria for water and sewer rates, since we get a lot of water and sewer projects. Applications, and that is that the rate as a percentage of the allowable maximum would get some points. And you'll see 15 and 16 had a breakout between the water rate and the sewer rate. However, in the state law and off the State Tax Commission website, and I just got this yesterday so I didn't send it out, but it's on this form I'm looking at here, right here. And Steve, I'll just tell you this over the phone here. The second box there, city and town property tax rates, and this is the allowable maximum. And if you look down there, fourth from the bottom of that green box, water, light, power is all one thing. And that's their allowable maximum. And so they put sewer and water together. So basically, we've got two, but we broke it apart here in the draft. So we probably ought to combine these two.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. It's 15 and 16, Steve. On the...
Okay.
So that'd make our total points. Are we going to allow the same points, and then total points would drop down to 75?
Yes.
Available?
Yeah, we'd drop it by 5. So what I'm suggesting here is that we combine 15 and 16, since that's the way it's combined on the... Now the catch here is, I think some cities have special service districts, or there's a multi-city provider, like, for example, where I live in Riverton, our sewer is the South Valley Sewer District, which covers like five or six cities.
Yes.
And so that's a little bit of a conundrum. How do we handle that?
That's a good question.
I think you have to take into account how, who's applying for the special services to the city, and how those rates affect, how those rates can affect the project overall.
Now, only cities can apply.
Yeah.
Now, a city can apply for it on behalf of, say, a special service district, but the city has to be the applicant. Now...
Well, would it have to be within the sewer or water district which the project lies in, and not with the average for the municipality?
Right. Now, for example, if Riverton City, which they can't, obviously, for they can't apply for anything for us, but if they were to apply for a project for sewer, it would have to be for that part of the South Valley Sewer District that is within Riverton City. They couldn't apply for something, say, in South Jordan or Draper. But the issue is, you know, if you look down at the bottom of the page there of the tax rates, you'll see local district, specialized service district, and they have different rates. Mm-hmm. And so the problem is we've got apples and oranges here. We're comparing apples and oranges for cities that have their own sewer district, like Washington Terrace, which got some money from us, and it was badly needed, as opposed to another city that is part of a larger service district. And they have different rates here.
But if we were going over based on the actual rate, I could see us having a problem. But since we're doing a percentage of the rate, we're basically asking the question, are you already doing what you can to help with your problem in that area?
Yeah.
In other words, are you charging a higher percentage or the highest that you can within that? Because when I went for Division of Drinking Water for a grant for ours, that's one of the questions they had. Are you charging, are you artificially keeping your costs down, where had you been charging what you should be going, or a market rate or whatever, in this case, the percentage of what you're allowed to help fix part of your problem? Or are you just hoping that somebody else will come along with money to fix your problem for you? So I think by doing the percentage, I think we're okay, because we can evaluate. Are you doing what you can do?
Okay. So what we could do is, number one, combine these two things, but add some words that the applicant's water and sewer rate as a percentage of the allowable state maximum or service district providing that such service to the applicant.
I think that works.
Okay, so we're still at a percentage.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, we're still doing the percentage.
Okay.
You're still in a percentage, and you're still able to then maximize their value in the project, because I think they need to give a little. It just can't be us giving all.
Right. We need to say that, you know, they've got skin in the game. They're charging, say, 60% mm-hmm. of the maximum as opposed to 20.
Yep.
That's what hurt, Mary Sladeville City, is that they won all that money. They wanted $400,000 for that secondary water project, but their tax rate is very low.
Right.
And so they didn't have a lot of skin in the game. And that hurt them, and that cost them a point, and that's the reason they didn't get a grant this last time. Okay, so with that change, I would suggest that we're basically ready to go ahead and put this out for public comment. There'll be a 30-day public comment period, probably from the middle of June to the middle of July. And then there'll also be a public hearing, which will be me sitting at my desk, nobody showing up. And then that will close, of course. I'll send the results of the comment period to you as members and ask for a by email vote to approve it and adopt it for the 2018 cycle.
Okay.
And then we'll go ahead and meet again in February 2018 to evaluate the
application.
The applications that come in based on this these criteria.
Okay. All right, then with that, do I have a motion for approval of what we just discussed with the changes to items 15 and 16?
I'll make that motion.
Okay, have a motion?
I'll second.
All right, motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Okay, motion passes. All right, our next item is an update on the 2017 applicants' contracts.
Okay, Steve, what I'm handing out here is a screenshot of the applicants that you guys approved back in February and where they're at. The deadline to submit the application is May 31st. And everybody has submitted, with two exceptions. Weaver, the Housing Authority, for their two projects have submitted. Washington Terrace Sewer Main Replacement has submitted. Tooele County Children's Justice Center has submitted. Huntsville Town, their pump house and new electrical services submitted. Need to know that's 400,000 over 2 years. And that's part of a much larger project. You know, we've got the pump house and the electrical line out there to it. But there's a long water line from there into the city that's being paid for by the Community Impact Board. And then there's a well that's providing the water that we paid for this last year. I actually went up in January and saw the well being drilled. As part of the, they had to show that they were making good progress and that they had spent down at least 50% of the money.
Okay.
So they're making good progress there. They're getting after it. Okay, fire department, extraction tools and apparatus equipment, UNS City has submitted. CDBG administration consolidated planning showing and correcting status here. As of about an hour ago, that was submitted, which is basically me. And then 37th Street water line replacement and road repair. I've got a 45-year-old water line there. I talked to South Ogden City this morning. They're missing one form, which they have, and they now have the blank, which is the risk assessment. They'll fill that out, and their goal is to be submitted by Thursday. They've got everything else. They've got the second hearing. So I think people are making good progress. These are good projects. They're badly needed. Wish we could do more. But these are needed projects.
Very good.
And I know that for Twilla, you guys are going to break ground here, this summer for that Children's Justice Center. So that's the status of the current projects that we approved in February.
Great. Okay. The next item on our agenda is the statewide CDBG update.
Okay. As you remember, We had a discussion on this last time where we talked about there is basically an attempt to divert a lot of money from us. Right now we get, we have 30% of the low moderate income population. We get 23% of the money because everybody gets a base amount, which favors the small counties. The goal or the effort was to reduce us to about 12% of the money and take that money and spread it among them. Southern Utah counties. They took a lot of heat from that, and especially the methodology. And so they went out and did a lot more surveys, and whether we should base it on like age of housing, poverty rates for the area.
LMI.
LMI population, I think there were four or five other criteria. And basically, the vote was to favor those other criteria, age of infrastructure, the income level for the area, poverty rates. And the vote is going to be in Kanab on June 9th. Jerry and I will be there. Commissioner Bateman's talked to a couple of the other folks, and right now we're kind of on a knife edge. We don't know whether we've got a fourth vote or not. I won't go into who he's talked to and everything, but because of the record. But,
sure.
But right now that's kind of on a knife edge. The other thing you should know about is, of course, the Trump administration budget basically zeroes out the CDBG project. The House voted last year to cut it by quite a bit. The Senate restored a lot of that. And the question this year is, what is this, how much is the Senate going to restore? That's the big question. The Small Cities Program, which is us and these other AOGs, is about $4.5 million. If they cut us to less than $3 million, the state says they'll just take it over and administer it out of Salt Lake. Let's say that there's a 50-50 chance of that happening. We won't know until October.
Okay.
When the Congress passes a budget. So, we're on the knife edge there, too. We just don't know.
Okay.
So. That's kind of where we're at. That's the status of things.
But you'll update us after the meeting in
June. Do you want to tell them what the, how the surveys, the first survey that we took, on a scale from 1 to 8, they wanted us to rank. We did that based on what our interpretation of their instructions were. They said, no, we want you to rank them, all 8 items, from 1 to 8, so only one can get a 1.
Mm-hmm.
And so we resubmitted, and they came back with a follow-up survey and said, okay, these are the, you get 100 points, you can put them wherever you want, what's more important? We weighted ours to
100% based on LMI population.
LMI. And others did it, but that LMI came in at number 3. We're not quite sure exactly how they're going to do it. Are they going to say, well, everybody, we wanted one, so it's going to be based on this. It's going to be based, prorated on the top 3, the top 5. What are we going to do?
Yeah, and they haven't told us yet on that. My guess is I think they had 8 criteria, and they, 31%, well, they'll rate, each of those had a percentage. And if I remember right, population came in at 31% of points. So they may give everybody 100 points, and 31% of the points could be based on population, LMI population. But I think poverty rate was the number 1.
Okay.
And do you think that's a move,
Dan,
though?
If it goes to statewide, what will that do for the, then it'll be just administered through DWS?
Yes, and you'll be competing against applications from Kanab and Randolph and places like that. Everything will be in one big pot. they'll be able to probably impose the criteria that they want.
You think that'll be voted on at a state board level, or it's not, it won't be staff level, will it? Will Cheryl be able to rate every application at the state takes on, just their staff?
Yeah, right now that's what they're proposing, as far as I understand it. I don't know if the policy committee is, that you're on may cease to exist. I can understand where they're coming from. $3 million spread across the state is, it's hardly worth going through all this effort to divvy up $3 million. So, anyway, that's kind of the status of things. We'll know how they're proposing it. We won't know, probably for another week. They'll send out a final proposal here in about a week of what they're going to, you know, how they want to rank it. We just don't have it yet.
Okay. All right. Well, our next item is to set the date for our next meeting, probably in February of 2018. And that will be to evaluate applications. Mm-hmm. Okay. If we have a program.
Oh. I just got a text from Myron. Just call me on my cell phone when you're ready. My number, phone number is.
Oh. That's all right.
All right. I'll call him and tell him I didn't see it until afterward.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
It's Tuesday. The 13th?
Works for me.
Probably needs to be a little later because we'll just be coming off of the things, the window closes January 31st, so I need some time to evaluate all the projects.
I was just thinking because the 20th, I know, is our county commission meeting, so Myron might usually they're in talking on the agenda and stuff and trying to get their homework done.
Can we do the 21st, which is a Wednesday?
Wednesday.
That would work for me.
I think that's is that okay, Steve? Wednesday the 21st, 2018? Okay. I'll send you guys an appointment.
What time?
Great.
11:30.
Works for me.
Okay. I'll send all of you guys an appointment.
Okay. Very good. Do we have any other business? Anything anyone wants to bring up?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Well, then, do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Steve?
Second.
All right. We are adjourned.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
Hope you feel better.
We'll see you.
All right. Bye.
Appreciate it.
So I'm interested in hearing, going back, how you say the state, because we've been at odds with the state, because what happens is we don't get any point of sale. Staker, Parsons, Hadco, Geneva, Kilgore. Hmm. I'll bring their stuff in here and make the point of sales because their main offices are here in Salt Lake.
Right.
So we don't get any sales tax revenue. One of the things, too, that we have found out is the state's not very good at doing their state-assessed evaluations. And so they've gone out, and we have, and we're trying to correct that, but it's going to take a year or two to correct it.
Yeah.
Is we have these companies that have gone out and bought these 200 acres, and they show it all in Greenbelt. They changed the status. They're not running cows on it. And in some cases, they disturbed 40, 50 acres,
yep.
And they're being assessed Greenbelt.
Yep.
So you're seeing that,
too. We ran into that same problem. We had a guy...
Tell me how to fix it. Quick.
We called, what's his name?